Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There's a new event that will be happening Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mayfair Town Center on the Green under a big tent. The Wilmington Art Association presents what they hope will be the first of an annual event. They're calling it the Budding and Blooming Art Show. And we'll find out why they call it that and what it's going to be all about. Here to tell us about the Budding and Blooming Art Show is artist Dorian Hill. And she has brought with her two young artists, Caroline Lemley, who was a musician, and V. Meinheit, who is an artist. Thank you all for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's talk about the Budding and Blooming Art Show. Dorian, tell us where the idea came from and then describe the event.
Actually, a couple of years ago, when I first got on board the Wilmington Art Association's board, I thought of an idea that would allow kids to be artist entrepreneurs for the day. And so it has come to bloom. And we have 40 young, what we call budding artists, and 20 adult blooming artists. And then we have four music acts. We have three of them are in school kids, and one is an adult. And this is, again, giving them the chance to be artist entrepreneurs for the day. And they've been through a process of, they had to submit their statement and why they want to be a part of the show, as well as some of their artwork in order to be accepted into the show. So they've been working on this for the last 2-3 months in preparing for this big show.
Now, the artists, the young people, the budding artists, what ages are we talking about? Does it go all down to elementary school, or are we talking middle school and high school?
We originally started with middle and high school, but we had so many requests for elementary that we opened it up. So it's anybody under the age of 18 practically at this point.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. All right. So 40 young budding artist entrepreneurs that will not only be showing their work but also offering it for sale. Mm-hmm. And then 20 adult blooming artists giving support to them and also showing their own work. And then there's musicians as well. So let's talk with you, Caroline Lemley. You are a musician. Tell us about your music and what it means to you.
Yes, well, I've loved performing, loved singing, loved playing since I was young, and I had been in a band when I was younger, a Christian band, sang at churches, played around, went to Charlotte, different places, and we kind of disbanded, and this was just such an amazing opportunity to get back into that, get back into playing, and my partner with me, Alex Peck, she's just an incredible friend, incredible piano player, and it's awesome.
And you play guitar and sing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Will she have a piano there as well, or a keyboard?
Yes, she's going to play the keyboard.
Wow.
And she sings, too. She's an awesome singer.
Do you have a favorite song or two that you're working on right now that you really look forward to singing?
Both of us enjoy, well, we cover songs. We don't
yes.
have any original pieces of our own right now, but I think both of us agree that our favorite song is Boston by Augustana.
Great. Dorian, tell us, what are the adult musicians that will be there?
Big Al Howe, Alex Hall.
Wonderful. And V. Meinheit, let's talk with you. Now, you are not a musician. You are an artist. Tell us about your art.
I love to do anime art. I loved it since I was, like, in third grade. It's a Japanese style of art, and it's cartoonish, and it comes cool to me. I just like drawing it, and I just enjoy myself while I do it.
Yes. Do you have any other friends that are interested in anime?
Yes, I have like three more friends, and we usually get together and draw and just talk. It's fun.
Do you like to collect any of the comic books or illustrated short novels with anime in them?
Yeah, I usually look at the pictures and then use them for inspiration. It helps me a lot.
And then create your own characters.
And yeah.
Wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about the preparations that you all have gone through for this. Tell us if you had some work already ready, or in your case, Caroline's song is already ready, or if you've come up with new things just for this show. What have you been doing over the last several months?
Well, at the beginning, in preparation, we were in school at the time, so during lunch, whatever time we had, we actually kind of went into like a closet and kind of just like looked up music that we were interested in. And I think the hardest part was definitely choosing songs that had some kind of meaning, or we loved the music, loved the tune to it. And I mean, it's hard learning so many new pieces, but it's really come together and I'm really excited.
How about V? Did you have much already prepared, or was this new?
No, I was just, when the competition was, like, first started, I was really just working on pieces of art to enter in it. So then when I got in, my mom and I started to think about ideas, and then my aunt and uncle came in, and they said that we should make T-shirts and other stuff, too. So we were working on ordering prints and making T-shirts and stuff like that, but it wouldn't have helped me unless my mom was there, because I have no idea how to do that stuff.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voices of V. Meinhardt, who is an anime artist. No, I did it again. V. Meinhardt, who is an anime artist, and Caroline Lemley, a musician. Also Dorian Hill, one of the blooming artists, along with the budding artists that you'll be hearing from. It's the Budding and Blooming Art Show, Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mayfair Town Center on the Green. I'm laughing because I keep saying V's last name wrong. I don't know. I'm only the professional in the room. Okay. Dorian, talk to us again. It's been a while since we've had you on the air. Tell us about your art, because it's very unusual.
Oh, I do iPhonography, and I make prints up to 40 by 40 on aluminum. And then I also take my prints and I apply them to what I call off-the-wall functional art, and I create handbags, purses, all kinds of umbrellas, or what I call funbrellas. So thank you for asking. And actually, I'm not going to have a booth at this show, because it's all about, for me, it's all about the show and getting it together. So I just didn't want any of my own stuff to kind of get in the way with that.
Right. And you said iPhonography. So we're saying
iPhonography.
So then you're using your iPhone to take photos and then blowing it up to like
40 by 40 on metal.
Amazing. Yeah, I love the handbags, the purses and things that you make with the photos imposed on. That's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Now let's talk a little bit about the venue, because you said it's like one big tent with separate tables inside, or how's that going to look?
Yeah, it's on the Green at Mayfair, and they were very generous to give us the space. And we've got a 60 by 120 foot tent for all the artists. And then also there's a separate tent on top of the stage to protect everybody from the sun. So if it does sprinkle just a little bit, it's
just
okay. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. And I hear the weather's going to be nice and cool, and got that cool front coming in. So
good.
It's going to be a fantastic day.
Now, this is a free admission event, but talk about what happens if some of the artwork sells.
Well, what we've done is, because I feel that kids need to experience what it's like to be a professional artist, there's got to be some kind of payment involved. So what I've done, I've asked them to contribute 10% of all their sales, just the kids. The adults actually have to pay for their own booths. So the kids are going to contribute 10%, which is going to the Cameron Art Museum, to their kids' scholarship fund. Also, another neat thing is that the Cameron has given us a kids' scholarship to raffle off to one of the children participants. So somebody's going to win an art scholarship.
Wonderful. V, have you ever sold any of your work before?
Well, when I first started, I was like 8, and then one of my mom's friends asked me to sell a picture, so they gave me a CD for it, but that was like the only time before this.
Wow. And how about you, Caroline? Have you ever performed a true gig with some money in hand?
I can't think of any time that I've performed paying money, but when I was in the band when I was younger, we had like, our band was called Fly Girl, and we had like T-shirts and pics and stuff that we sold. We never made like CDs to sell, no.
Yeah, all right.
And the musicians also, we're going to have two booths for the musicians so that they're able to sell any CDs, anything that they've got, or just to promote themselves in general to the public.
Any last thoughts about the Budding and Blooming Art Show? It's Saturday, 10 to 4 at Mayfair Town Center on the Green.
Come on down.
Come on down.
It's going to be a blast.
How about you, Caroline or V? Anything last thing you want to say to people?
I would just like to thank Dorian for the opportunity to share my music and share the art.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Same for you, V.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dorian, do mention you're thinking about when you do this next year, you'd like to kind of branch out a bit or expand this a bit.
Yes. Next year, I mean, there's plenty of room to get a bigger tent. And I'm also looking to the possibility of having sort of artist mentors to kind of help the kids. So we're going to get started on this whole thing a lot earlier so we can match up kids with any potential artist mentors.
Wonderful. It's the Budding and Blooming Art Show, Saturday from 10 to 4, Mayfair Town Center on the Green. For more information, go to wilmingtonart.org.
Yes, and this is all sponsored by the Wilmington Art Association, as well as many other sponsors.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk with all of you today. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. This is WHQR.